whole concept of dying, when I talked about getting older, it's like once you understand that you are not your body, that it only represents a tiny portion of who you are, then fearing death isn't impossible anymore. And it's part of the enlightenment process or the no-limit process that you can't kill thoughts. Thoughts are energy. You can't kill feelings. Feelings are the result of thoughts. And that matter or form or our bodies are just things that change form all the time. But that our essence, that who we are as a human being, is the entire mental process, the entire thinking process, the entire attitude process, and that our evolving as human beings is really in the way that we think and process our world, rather than how our bodies take shape and lose their shape eventually. And that death becomes something you look at as absolutely necessary and nothing to fear. And we fear what we don't face, and what we don't face controls us. And if you face it and understand that a mental image, which is really what our experience of life is, I mean, think about it. Everything that you experience in life is a mental image. You can never be the process that constitutes somebody else. I can never get behind your eyeballs and look out and see the world the way you see it. I can never be your liver and be your kidney and be what you are. No matter how much I love you and care about you, I have to get a level away from you because I can't be the process that you are. And when you get inside of yourself and look at yourself and face who you are, you begin to see that you are not that liver, you are not that kidney. You are your unique perceptual approach to everything in life. You are your attitudes, if you will. You are your thoughts. And those never die. And here's how I handle it. I tell people, a third of your life, one third of your life you spend outside of your form. One third of your life. This third of your life is when you're sleeping and when you're dreaming. And this is real. This isn't like you're put on hold for this 8 hours that you leave your form. You just leave your body. And all dreaming is just mental experiences. How many listening have ever had the experience of dreaming something, being awakened unexpectedly, and having the feeling of wanting to go back to sleep so that I can find out how the dream came out? I mean, everybody's had that experience, all right? When I ask audiences that over, and I say, well, what's going on here? If you're creating it, if you're writing the script, these are your inventions, these thoughts that you're experiencing, then why would you ever need to go back to sleep to find out how it came out, what the outcome was? When you're writing it, it would be like me sitting down writing a story, wondering how it's going to come out. I mean, if I'm writing it, then I would create what I want to. So that in that period of your life, that one third of your life, when there's no time, when there's no space, when there are no limits of any kind, and it's very real, and your body is affected very dramatically by those thoughts. I mean, you can wake up in perspiration. You can wake up all excited. And if those thoughts are something that you are creating, then you must know that you wouldn't ever have that experience of wanting to go back there. So that's, to me, that's the analogy that I use for crossing over or dying, whatever it is, that the thoughts don't end. You can be with someone who's been dead for 20 years. You can fly. And you really can fly while you're dreaming, can't you? Thoughts. Always thoughts. And you've transcended your form at that time, all right? If we are those thoughts, and those thoughts are unlimited in one third of our life, maybe, just maybe, those thoughts are what happens when we leave here, when we go on, when what we call death, which is just the death of our form, takes over. We can have whatever we want. It's the ultimate transcending of your form. I really, absolutely, completely am convinced of that. That thought is something that can't be destroyed, and we are thought. Therefore, we can never be destroyed. I don't pretend to have a handle on the great mysteries of the universe, but I have no fear of death whatsoever because I know that you can't kill thought. Thought is a vibration. It's the ultimate vibration in the universe. When you understand that and get that, it's no longer anything to be feared. The universe goes forever. It's an endless thing. A heart starts beating inside of a mother's womb at 6-7 weeks after conception, and it's a total mystery. Where it came from, how everything could be programmed into that one single little drop of protoplasm that you'll ever need for your entire life in the form that you're in. It's all a mystery. And while we are dreaming, while we are sleeping, it is unlimited. There are no limits to what you can do while you're sleeping. None whatsoever. You can be anything. You can go anywhere. You can be any age. You can do anything. And it's totally freeing, and it's very real, and you experience it very dramatically. And you're not ever afraid to go to sleep because, oh, my God, I'm leaving my body, and this is awful, and I can't. You're never afraid to do that, you know. So why be afraid to change this form? Why be afraid of it? It's just part of the isness of it all.